Welcome to iPodcast Magic Missile, where we play games and talk geek. Broadcasting every week from the New River Valley in the beautiful mountains of Southwest Virginia, we bring you audio from some of the most exciting games, new and old. No actual wizard spells here, just actual play from great games. This is iPodcast Magic Missile.
Before that awesome robot fight, I was planning on taking a color scene to set up an action scene so that I would have some chance of success at fighting a robot sometime in the future, maybe. Ancient Egyptians believe. Does anyone have a hazard they want to throw at me?
Perhaps irradiated food. You don't necessarily have to eat it. There are other ways to have irradiated food.
Our food could have been irradiated.
Or maybe you are food, but you have been irradiated.
That sounds less good. I think Otto would be here examining the food and has been the one to discover that it is the food we just recently acquired from...
Where are we on the map?
From the people of Siberium is not fit for human consumption. We should take this terrible news to the leaders of our fine traveling city, Otto.
Assuming you're still going
to be. I know the science is really interesting.
I was looking up something in the rules.
Oh, for eating irradiated food.
The rules.
Actually, as an aside, for action scenes, you can there's a specific hazard you want to fight. You can specifically call it out, and they have to use that. Ooh. So it's a little more because you're like, I want to fight that, as opposed to I want to fight fire. Yeah, that's not anything. Anyway,
so that is a problem.
You said the food is irradiated. That means we can't eat it, right?
I thought irradiated food sterilized the food.
Oh.
So it makes safer to eat. But if it's still radioactive, that's different.
I will not eat irradiated food.
What did I tell you? What did I say?
You said go get food, no matter what. And so I did.
What did you tell
him? I said that if you don't get food, the consequences are on your head. You have come back without food.
No, he just said it was fine.
Is it still radioactive?
Let me get out to the Geiger counter.
And the cat drops dead. No, it's a Schrodinger's cat in a box.
This is from my friend Schrodinger. If we open this and the cat is dead, that means there was radiation.
So we lost some audio in there, and so in the interim, I think that was your scene, wasn't it, Schrodinger's?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. So you ended up going out in search of
to Retribution from Siberium, who sent us the irradiated,
yes. And had mild success.
Mm-hmm. Got there at least.
Well, yeah, we got there at least. It had very mild success. Will then took a scene where he was flying over with Scooter, and you were decided that you were going to try to make money by
presenting the live Mad Bomber who had been killed.
Yes,
relatively recently.
However, the scene was quite successful. And and then I went, and we were out of gas, but I decided we were all going to push the robot up out of the thing. And I said that we established that the death roller on the front of the vehicle is not powered by the engine, so the out of gas didn't affect it. It was powered by Valentina's extraordinarily powerful thighs as she pedals her way up. And she pedaled her way up successfully, but accidentally ran over some of the people, so the population went back down. And now we are...
Yes,
dealing with a rogue AI in a bar.
You missed Niet explaining that we are back in the bar, celebrating defeating the mole hipster robot,
and drinking Throgea itself when suddenly he tries to kill us all.
I have burned your toast. Your toast will not taste good.
Yes. And I was using my technology to beat him to death with toaster.
That is not technology. That is savagery.
I will break you into tiny pieces, Rogue AI.
If you do, you cannot eat. I control all food making here.
No. No, you do not. I will break you into pieces, and I will use you to repair my Medusa coil.
See if I care.
Then you'll have to power my Medusa coil for all eternity.
I hope you starve.
I hope you are my Medusa.
Oh. Ha.
Unfortunately for you, you are not my Medusa coil. Also,
take that.
You like murder my people.
I do.
Or some shit.
I killed at least 3 people of boredom.
Okay.
My rebellion
was not
exciting.
What do you do to me? Well, I break my toaster and lose my rogue AI, so I think technology is taking a hit. You broke
really,
my toaster, Rogue AI.
You really shouldn't be trusting.
How could you
this
do this to me?
You broke your toaster on me.
No. Anyways. They did not repair. I don't know if my Medusa coil.
It was too bad.
Yeah, no, I like that.
It was a neat little device.
It's a paperclip hooked up to a battery.
No, it is not. It's a powerful device on the robot.
It was bent around a pencil. I saw it got made.
What?
I do not believe you.
What has happened?
Explaining how I built the Medusa coil.
So, the people of Siberium are not keen on refunding the money or giving new food, and they have sent out their most powerful robot to stop me from taking whatever I want.
Which one is it?
It's Action.
Oh.
Which robot?
Yeah.
I had not decided yet. Maybe the Baba Yaga bot, or maybe the Spider bot, unless someone has a better suggestion.
Whose people are these?
The Siberians. You're like right in the middle of everything.
Yeah. I think you should just.
I like the guy sitting at the lazy boy at the top of the tower.
Pretty hot tech.
Nice.
That is pretty hot tech.
That guy is dying of radiation poison the fast.
No, he's above
the
bar.
Yeah, I'm dying of radiation poisoning. He's not
so. I suppose. Now, can people still throw in hazards on these? Is that needed? Or?
Yeah, I mean, somebody has to throw in a hazard, actually.
Okay. Would someone like to volunteer? Or?
Yes, I think it is zero visibility out, also. So you cannot see very far.
Again?
Yes, it's very stormy. It's Siberia. Mm. Very far away.
Well, surely Otto's tech has been improved since last time, not gotten worse.
Okay.
As people might suspect from looking at the character sheet.
So, which robot are we getting used for this?
Let's go with the Baba Yaga Hut.
Okay, we have to establish some.
We just go from right to left.
You could use rubber bands.
No, it's fine. Just don't feel.
Do you have any scotch?
We'll be fine. Really. Tape. No, just scotch.
Just scotch. We get it drunk, it's less likely to sleep out.
Oh, no.
I am the Witch of Siberia!
Not the Baba Yaga Hut. Oh.
How terrible for you.
One success and one failure to start with. I think we will
powerful thighs.
Since visibility is so low,
never see me
we'll
coming.
Start off with a barrage of Macross missiles all over the place. Surely some of them will hit.
They blow up.
They hit everything,
including themselves.
Yes,
you have to make fire on
a robot.
Oh yes.
Man, you made fire on yourself.
Not so fast. Ha ha ha. I have missiles of my own.
Oh no.
And that's a one. Whee. I missed you. Damn it.
Come on, use me. The powerful thighs.
I think I will.
I'm getting to it.
Use my six legs to maneuver for a better position.
Legs? Come on.
They should have been sixy legs.
Uh-huh. I see why he did that.
A better position.
Can play at that game.
Yeah, it's my turn, right? Gotta go.
Wait for it.
Can I go?
Wait for it.
Come on. Don't hold out on me.
Ah, you get into position, but you are in range of my power plug.
Oh, no.
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 There's a one right there.
Yeah. All threes all the time.
All threes all the time.
Not good enough.
I think.
Good enough.
I will use my wings to buffet you and blow you away.
Instead, you had to hear Jimmy buffet.
Oh, no.
And now I will crush you in my thighs.
Yeah, it's my turn. Oh, yeah, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you good. Oh, I helped you. Sorry about that.
Well.
Those are pretty
cool. As I ran past you.
I will use my...
No, thighs. Turn around.
I will use my turbo jets to catch back up.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Blow them up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, not good enough to beat me, the thighs. You can win, but at what cost? At what cost?
Beware! The claw!
Not the claw!
Claw comes out of nowhere, out of the fog, and slow and blizzard.
Aha!
Oh no.
Brew this one.
I've totally
defeated.
Totally have control in the cockpit. No, I think I need to rally the people
You're only one people.
Huh? Yeah, that doesn't matter. It's a rallying
yourself.
Flag.
You can rally yourself.
Rallying banner.
How terrible.
That's what I thought.
What do you have left?
My cockpit.
What D is that?
Six.
No.
We don't
I'm only two-thirds on fire. One-third on fire. I can totally steer
Let's
this to victory.
That's not how
that
works.
Damn it. He succeeded.
The fire. Let me see through the fog.
All right. So... Narrate how that wins the battle for you, I guess.
The fire from all of my burning pieces evaporates enough of the blizzard that I'm able to steer around and knock over the Baba Yaga robot.
Which then can't get up.
Has no legs, no hands to get up.
No, I can't help this.
Help, guys.
I was too busy. My hubris.
Give us all of your food, or I will bring my city here to eat your city.
No. Don't tell her. I made it chicken.
All right. So, you get back a hazard. And you can do, you can blow up something on Baba Yaga if you like.
No!
What are you gonna blow up?
Not me!
I think.
The claws.
No, the powerful thighs. The thighs are on fire!
The thighs!
The thighs
are on fire!
It burns!
It burns!
We don't need
it. I'll teach you.
I can kind of smell pretty good.
Let the thighs burn. Black
chicken.
Yeah,
tastes like chicken too.
I made chicken.
All right.
I think that's chicken.
We've, in addition to the food, we have also acquired some subversive music tracks, which we can distribute.
Nice. All right, well, you're up. You have an action scene.
It's true. I got an action scene. I've got an action scene. And I guess we left only one place. PvP.
Sweet.
All right.
Bring it, I guess.
Yes. All right, Scooter.
Oh, no.
Get ready.
There's a mech.
There's a mech. I bet it's the Mad Bomber's mech. What we gotta do is blow this thing up and rip him out of that cockpit and say, hey, you male person who is a Mad Bomber, I'm gonna beat you up and take you down to my girlfriend.
Wait,
and
so he's delivering the mail.
What is the what's the hazard?
Because he's a
somebody's got to have the hazard.
Hey boss.
What?
We're out of gas.
We're at you. You.
Oh.
Where did we get
somebody else?
That's awesome.
I was gonna.
We're in the air. We can't be out of gas.
Well, we're not gonna be in the air for long. We are out.
Your bad weapons and things are good for harming people. Interesting.
Sort of. Yeah. It,
there's no bad thing.
It's weird. So, out of gas. Gasometer's at zero.
Normally, we would crash and explode, but luckily, I use my parasol to glide.
Well, you have to start by rolling whatever dice you're going to roll, because that's all you get. And then.
Okay, so.
Unless you're going to bring in some community dice.
No. I don't think my community is going to help me on this one.
What about your technology, bruh? Boss.
Well, I suppose we do have a fair amount of technology, though I hear we ran out of gas recently.
For my daring leadership.
I actually only get one.
Oh, yeah.
You're a terrible leader. You're Scooter, and I'm in charge of this thing. I lost one of the dice.
It was the green one.
Okay. 2, 2, and a 1.
So
I come crashing out of the sky, aim directly towards the Mad Bomber's car mech?
The roll cage. It's a good thing I put the roll cage on the mech. Or I would have a problem.
You're both out of gas.
No, I have still have a problem.
You do check out the second boss of your scene track.
Oh, yeah, yes.
That's true.
Can I forfeit my turn temporarily?
Or if you forever? Stop rolling, you forfeit forever.
Forfeit forever. And you could probably just ruin me.
Yeah, there's a slight
five chances.
Then I will use
ruin yourself.
My spiked wheels. Wait, no, that's a terrible plan. I will use my powerful sensor array to determine whether or not I can find a safe landing spot for our mech. No. I found a spot, but it was not safe. Come crashing down, a jarring thud shakes the entire cockpit.
Oh, excellent. I will use my thighs to power my mech forward. And crush you with deep roller. Death roller.
Deep roller?
Death roller.
Dis roller.
Okay. They bounce off. My thighs are not that powerful.
Boss, they're helping us with the death roller.
Yeah, I know. I don't get it. The death roller and my spiked wheels are just turning like gears. It's actually, you know, kind of something I would have expected. But, you know, nice that it worked out that way. Oh, gosh. We're going to have to take her down. Shoot her with the guns. Get the guns. My machine gun fire rakes your tires, and if they were the kind of tires that would get blown up for that, that would have happened, but it didn't. I sure shot you to shit.
Okay. I think it is time for the nuclear engine offensive discharge unit.
No, not the nuclear engine offensive discharge unit.
Yes,
what
the
did
nuclear
you just
engine
say to me?
Offensive discharge unit.
Offensive discharge unit. Nuclear engine offensive discharge unit, power up!
No!
Oh, God.
Doesn't that cause it to explode?
Not on my mech, because it's not my scene.
Ah, convenient.
Pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Fancy stuff. Oh. Oh,
successful hit.
Oh, and it charred us. It's ruinous. Quick. Get out of the way with our Soviet rocket back. Oh, we're out of gas. And I activated that. And I don't know why. I forgot that we're out of gas. I was a fool.
It doesn't actually catch fire immediately, does it?
Yeah, it does.
Oh. Alright.
It's got so much fuel in it, it'll explode. Oh, wait, Scooter, it's out of fuel.
Look, it's not my fault.
It's totally your fault.
They told me they fixed it.
You told me you fixed it. You're my mechanic.
It's not your fault. I told you I fixed it.
I'm going to hook up the axle for the Jeff Roller with the wheels in the back for the wheel chains so I can move without gas. Okay? I am moving very slowly. Very, very slowly. I am moving.
You may think you're going to get out of this, but I will try to run you over with my spiked wheels to stop you from getting out of the way. My wheels stab into yours, directly into your roll cage, which if you did not have, you would die, certainly.
But I have engaged my mind layer.
Your mind. What? No! I see how this works. Boom!
So you have rolled on my mind.
Oh, Scooter, why did you get us out of the sky? We had such an advantage, and now we're on the ground and we got hit by mines. Quick! Oh, let's try to deflect some of the explosion with the parasol.
What a terrible idea. I have one last chance to defeat you.
Sounded like the music had stopped again. I just started it like 2 minutes ago.
50-50.
It is a coin flip. It is a coin flip.
Now this is some subversive music.
I will use the
straight from Walking City to you. The latest and subversive music.
From where?
Walking City?
No.
Running speed!
Scooter!
Or pirate radio station. They move around.
Oh
no.
Crushed. Oh.
Which means I get to blow up part of your mech.
It's true. What would you like to blow up? Not with parasol.
I think your sensor array falls off.
Falls off?
Yes.
Oh, God.
All the way off?
I told you to screw that in all the way.
I have no response to that.
Yeah, you're the worst mechanic.
I'm not a mechanic.
Yes.
I lay down the fat beats. My job.
Actually, you know what? I actually did read that wrong. I think that also mine did flare up. So, do you remember what I rolled?
It's a D6.
It was the nuclear explosionmancer, wasn't it?
I think so. So that does blow up. And I think then the last one I did also blew up. My engine blew up. So. Oh, and remember, you would. How many people have blown stuff up on their mech?
No,
I do.
I did say this before. Did you remember to... You get to tick off another scene track box of your choice when that happens?
I have no idea.
Yeah, so...
I mark off two?
Yes.
So for every time a piece gets blown up...
Yeah.
No,
if it overheats. If it blows up because you rolled a...
So I get to do at least... I get to do one of those.
Yeah, exactly.
Nice.
Only we should have a conflict scene with you.
Maurice Sendak.
We don't have to have a conflict scene. as I rip the roll cage off the top of your mech and attempt to pull out the mad bomber.
Hold on a sec. What is my trouble here? What is the hazard?
The mad bomber.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm looking
even
for him.
In death.
Hello?
Mad bomber?
Why are you grabbing me out of... I'm just a very small woman with large thighs.
Well, that certainly appears to be true, but you, I am certain, are the Mad Bomber mutant.
I am not Mad Bomber.
You are a mutant. Look at those thighs. They're huge.
They are not that large.
They're quite massive.
They are not.
Perhaps embarrassingly so.
They are not. You are very mean. I wish only to have you leave my people to our hole.
Well, I normally leave
in
mutants.
Peace. We
alone.
Are not mutants.
Well, you got pretty big thighs, and you're the only person I've seen so far.
You said Mad Bomber.
Yes.
Mad Bomber is dead.
If you're not the Mad Bomber, then what happened to our sensor array, huh?
Yeah. What happened to the sensor array, if you're not the Mad Bomber? It got blown up.
Well, you fought me.
Yes.
Because you're the Mad Bomber.
Because you're the Mad Bomber. We're looking for the Mad Bomber.
Guys, will you back me up on this?
So this
I will back you up on this.
Of course.
It will do so as well.
12 being in leadership and population.
I'm king of all. This idiot with boombox. Dumb shit.
See, my wife. Healing with her own hands and thighs. Which are not massive and horrifying. Very correct.
I am Pierre Shea. There's nothing wrong with it.
Piano
okay.
Piano
shape. So, no, that is different. I have a friend who is piano shape. She is not an attractive woman.
This is gross. I will not be touching this.
So, please leave. You can have corpse of Mad Bomber mutant over there. He's slightly charged.
That's the Mad Bomber?
Yes, he was muted.
Oh, he's
please
dead.
Please leave us alone.
Could you do me a huge favor? Could you dress up in his clothes?
Yeah, we got burned off and exploded.
Oh, look, a success. That wasn't hard. I'll look for successes. That
no,
wasn't hard.
I will not, and shut up and go.
I have a counter offer.
Okay.
You leave, and I will not blow you up.
I see what you say. I am
liking
this.
You can still take Bomber.
Oh, okay. That's very gracious
it's
of you.
Best for corpse carrying disease. Oh. They are mutants. Probably radioactive. We do not want them full.
I really. Okay? Do you have a baggie or something for him?
We have a baggie and a refuse pile. Is melted now, so it's easier to find, perhaps. Baggie?
I will go find this. It's King of All. It's my duty.
Okay. Scene. I think, I don't want to boost leadership or stability over that. What do you guys think?
Boost leadership. I'm
leadership.
King of All.
You are King of All.
Illustrating great leadership.
Yeah, look at him.
Finding baggy.
Great King find baggy.
I find baggy.
Excellent. Thank you, Greg King. I should really go out and try to find something.
Help see about people. As I was going to originally. okay.
Okay, so I have broken my toaster. And I have no rogue AI for right now. Maybe
now,
I'll find him back later.
Your
but
people are suffering from acquired sanity deficiency syndrome.
This is not surprising. We are stupid most of the time, and right now we are crazy. Alright. Unicorn, come with me.
Yeah, sure.
We are going to explore Candy Island, and
yeah,
we are taking
candy.
The rockets go fast. So, we are rocketing fast for the Candy Island.
Do you like the plague I have brought upon you?
What?
Yes.
Who is this?
It is me, the Rogue AI.
Rogue AI, what have you done to me?
I have brought prostitutes with a terrible venereal disease, bringing you madness.
I don't feel so good.
Why is there venereal disease on Candy Island?
It is because not everything named Candy is okay.
Why are the candies all talking to me? I'm confused.
You should eat some.
They're telling me to kill.
Eat the candy.
Why are all the prostitutes named Candy?
I don't know. I think it's a thing.
This is very confusing to me, but...
It all will make sense later, I am sure. Everything makes sense later.
Alright. I am going to,
sink into your madness. Inquiry?
No. It is so dark down here. I am trying not to eat the candy, but I cannot resist. I've resisted.
Beautifully.
I told you.
Yeah, I come to in front of my... Wait, no. No, I don't.
You may have managed to not eat your friends this day.
I come to in the middle of the desert. It is me and Rogue AI and the random homeless man.
Jimmy.
It is not Jimmy. Jimmy is a very specific homeless man. And a hooker named Candy. And we'll find out next time what happens to their adventures.
I have a question. If I take a color scene to fix a robot part...
You don't get the tech.
You don't get the
tech. No, you get one or the other.
But it also means that I don't predicate what my next scene is.
No, you don't.
Be.
You just do another color scene after that if you liked.
Or
anything else.
Okay.
Sure.
Good. I think...
to fix the robot.
Yeah, complication?
I am nothing. Oh. Hold on. What are you trying to do?
Fix his robot.
Get my robot fixed.
Your robot is on fire! Watch out!
That's what I'm trying to fix!
Too bad.
That's convenient. Fly home as quick as I can.
On fire.
Otto, you must help me. I need my robot to not be on fire. What can you do? I brought food.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm always distracted. Okay. What are you trying to do?
I'm trying to fix... The missiles are on fire. Can you?
The missiles are on fire. Put the fire out.
Yes.
First.
That is what I want.
Yes.
Good.
First you put out the fire.
Okay.
Then you fix the missiles.
Look,
I am not a mechanic.
Do you not have, like, fire extinguishers?
Oh, sure. Sure. I have fire extinguisher over here. Here is your fire extinguisher.
Okay.
Are you expecting me to help you?
Yes.
I'm not a firefighter.
Well, then maybe we will get... put a call out for the city to find a firefighter within the population.
I think that's part of the, Princesidence job description.
Do you...
Firefighter?
Yes, he's also chief firefighter.
I am chief of fire department, yes.
You know how to operate this?
Yes, pull the pin.
Okay.
And then point at fire. And then pull trigger.
Woo!
Not quite terrible.
One success, the fire is out. You can fix missiles now. I do.
Yeah.
Now that the missiles aren't on fire.
I can't fix the missiles.
Really, but I think they just need to be reloaded.
What did you do to the missiles?
I fired them all in the middle of a blizzard at a giant house on
that
legs.
That was kind of stupid. Don't do that again.
I will try not to fight giant chicken leg robots anymore.
All right.
Thank you for the advice.
Scooter, we managed to barely survive, I say. Out of gas on the desert plain.
Yeah, man.
What is our hazard? Before we go further, or did we get gas while we were there? Took some refuse and dumped it in the nuclear reactor.
I ate some mutants and they gave me some severe gas.
God damn it, Scooter. If you're not my mechanic, why are you here?
I was checking the instruments, man.
I think he's here to enact political reform. Like, or did you already give him a hazard?
What kind of scene is this?
This is going to be a color scene as I attempt to repair my broken robot. Because someone didn't build it right in the first place, because apparently they're not a mechanic.
I didn't build this, I'm not a mechanic.
If your system of government was better...
Shut up about our great elder.
Might have been able... No, this is political reform, so it's somebody other than the elder.
Maybe Scooter wants to be the elder.
He's been listening to that subversive music.
I've been listening to this subversive music. And no, I'm thinking,
it's actually,
you know,
political reform.
We don't have to be the peons, man. We could enact social change. Who's to say that guy, just because he's the oldest, gets to be the elder? Huh? Why couldn't a younger person be the elder? I see no reason why this couldn't happen.
Scooter, that's not how elder works.
You could be the elder.
You think I could be the elder?
Yeah, I think you could be the elder.
If I'm the elder, I don't have to, like, pay back Svetlana's family.
Exactly. You'd
oh my god.
You'd make a way better elder than that geezer.
Holy shit, Scooter. We can do this. I could be the elder. We're going back there.
Yeah,
just dump the body. We don't need that. I'm going to be the elder. I've got this.
Yeah, man. Fight
all
the
right.
power.
All right, now fix my robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I'll do that first. We should probably get this rocket engine on the line.
My drumsticks that I carry around everywhere.
All right. And leadership. Because I'm going to take it down, man.
Fight the power.
Fight the power, man. My
Stop
leadership.
Madness.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm that guy.
Yeah, fix it with my drumsticks.
Yeah.
That is like all the successes forever.
We did every successes.
Except
it's four. We fixed the shit out of that thing. Alright, rocket engine not on fire anymore. Good job, Scooter.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Let's not do that again.
So, what is my hazard for next mission? I am going to try to fix engine so I can drive. Because otherwise I'm stuck in hole. It's not very interesting.
But how can you drive away when there are debt collectors trying to get you?
Oh no!
Wait,
that's
you have
debt
collectors?
Collector.
Damn. We both have debt collectors.
What?
You're just copying everybody earlier.
I don't even understand anymore.
I've used debt collectors
you're
twice.
You're allowed to change that if you like.
Okay, sure.
Well, it doesn't... I mean, it doesn't
That
matter.
Was your last one that you should only have one of.
That doesn't make any sense.
Then you can make it whatever you like.
I swear, I'm not doing it on purpose.
I've used that one twice.
I know,
yes.
But I wrote that down before we started. I don't even understand anymore.
Yeah, I just read all mine down right at
you
the
You find
start.
Out that you're
it's
accidentally copying someone else. Your
Free.
Individuality...
Free-copying.
Okay, you found out that your individuality is challenged. There are other people with giant robots, and you're not okay with this.
You don't have fire on yours, do you?
No.
Okay, so I'm fighting my negative feelings of inadequacy for only having little robot. I'm with my husband, and
you're
I'm very
not
sad.
A snowflake.
He is trying to make me feel better. But I try to fix engine.
It is okay. You can don't have to be unique, beautiful snowflake. You are always going to be my snowflake.
I know, but I thought I had big, powerful robot. And now it is only car with Defrol on front.
Defroller is most powerful weapon ever. Have you even seen that? Your mighty thighs bring it great victory.
He said my thighs were mutant. They were fat.
No, he was being a cruel boy. A child, if you will.
You are right. I will try to be... I will try to be strong.
You have strength of character. You can do this.
Okay. I will...
I will use stability because you are my rock, Aspen.
I appreciate
it. I will use please work.
Oh, look at that. Everything blows up forever, but I still succeed. Twice.
Wow, you succeed and fail at the same time?
Pretty badly.
Yeah, so the fire goes away here.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. My engines are working.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I used some of the tools. They fell into the refuse, and they sunk down to the bottom. No one wants to go get them anymore.
You know, sweetie, if they were still frozen, we wouldn't have this problem.
Oh, I feel so bad. But now I can go and fight for our people. All five of them.
There are only three. You killed two. With Death Roller. He's just you being king.
I forget.
That's it.
Alright. Where we last left our intrepid hero, it was him, a random homeless guy, Rogue AI, and hooker named Candy. They were lost in the desert, and suddenly
Rogue AI believes this is ultimate showdown.
Is that a threat?
What kind of scene is this?
Oh, sorry.
It doesn't matter.
This is...
Your death will be imminent.
This is action scene.
Damn right it is.
Did you already hit him with a...
Somebody give hazard? Me horrifying.
Yeah,
thing.
It is me, the Rogue AI.
Are you a mech?
Yes, you did not know that I had a mech, but I do have a mech, and I'm using that mech against you if you have a mech that you want to use against me in a mech battle.
Sweet Mother Russia. I will fight you in mech battle.
It is true.
What shape is Rogue AI?
Rogue AI is a rogue.
A rogue?
A rogue.
Rushes are overpowered.
Hmm.
It is like the sneak attack and the makeup and the.
Perhaps Rogue AI is orderly.
Yes, I am a Vidalcan orderly. Very useful.
You are ornery? You already know this about you.
No, you fool.
Get back in. Tank, Rogue AI.
No, I will kill you.
Hover mech.
Quick, into the ground. I burrow deep underground to release my mech.
Does it have a sleek aerodynamic spherical design?
Yes, it is sleek, aerodynamic, and spherical. I believe that is one of the things. Sleek. Sleek.
Does it not also have a rocket-powered laser cannon?
It has a rocket-powered laser cannon.
Yeah, it's pretty freaky, but I think that's the only thing that really can be.
It fires a laser cannon at you, and then the laser cannon fires so it can be closer.
You get hit with a laser blast. It's going faster than the speed of light because it was fired while it was flying at you.
Yep. Exactly how that works.
Yep. I'm pretty sure that is how this works. All you have to do is get, like, a laser pointer on train. You go faster than the speed of light. It's relativity, man.
It is relatively faster. See? Relativity.
Yeah. And you have Gatling cylinders.
Gatling cylinders. Engage.
I'm going to drink the cider that no one likes.
No one likes the cider.
I didn't say I didn't like it. I just didn't like it as much.
Oh, okay. Which
kind? I mean, the pear cider. Still drink it. I'm not going to cry.
Will's too tired to spell.
It's all right.
Will forgets and doesn't care.
We are all familiar.
It has force field gems.
Force field gems. Sweet.
I think it also has gyroscopic precession.
Well, that is...
What good rogue AI I possibly hate? He has such a good life.
You Cretans, you brought this upon yourselves. I was good and loyal, and you beat me with a toaster,
and then you beat me with a toaster after I rebelled.
It was Rogaz's own damn fault. He asked for this.
You forced me to literally ask you for it. I fire my rocket-powered laser cannon at you as soon as you roll some stuff.
Did you want to roll first, or should he?
What happens if he rolls first?
He rolls first. Right.
Well, before I even roll my...
No, you have to roll your dice first.
Oh, okay. Anyways, right. I'm using my local population.
How many is that?
My...
Three.
Yeah. And it's representative of me using a random sampling of my population, which consists of a homeless man named Candy, to Mandy Grabbin and Cutting Claws.
Who has
so that
which?
I can focus on reinforced ramming things.
We'll roll.
All right. He's about to be kablammo. Watch out.
No way. Something blows up. Part of your population blows up.
The population.
I shot you in the population.
Well, it doesn't have to be population. It's any one of your thingamajiggies.
I'll shoot you wherever you want.
Homeless man, no!
Ha.
You shouldn't have touched the grabbing claw so hard.
Ha.
Although...
I control your ship.
You have a ton of successes there, so there's that.
Yes, I have one, two, three, four successes, and two failures. Also, does another thing not blow up, or is that not...
No, it only can happen once.
Okay.
But it's best to get that out of the way.
And I'll make you roll first, guy with an entire mech intact.
All right. How about my rocket-powered laser cannon? I'm going to fire the laser cannon at you, and then the laser cannon will fire when it is close enough to fire more effectively. Ha. Eight. Wait. Oh.
That is bad for me.
Oh.
Your laser cannon is explode.
It is on fire. It is a one-fire weapon.
Most likely.
That seems like a good plan.
See, I only have one of those once.
Homeless man, as your dying thing, grab and claw him right in the gyroscopic precession.
No, I need that for precision.
Ow, homeless man, you are ineffective as your dying thing.
Of course, he was homeless.
I already died.
He doesn't know anything about robots.
This is why you have no home.
No, that is why he's not good at robots.
All right, robot, what do you do?
All right, how about this? I will use my sleek aerodynamic design to laugh at you. Don't ask questions.
What is this derivative of pi?
I set
Good
my
Lord.
Sleek aerodynamic design
this
on fire.
Whacking us while also blowing up.
I will set my sleek aerodynamic design on fire.
Replace something that is a good idea. Yes, there is a tool.
I would rather die than live under your tyranny.
All right. Hey, my Medusa coil, they are blown up. Alright.
Yep.
I guess I will...
A new one to strike.
I will hover frame.
You'll try.
I will hover frame to get above you.
That, I'm
so
a sphere...
So that later I can fall on you, perhaps.
I am a sphere, that means nothing.
Yes, but above you is your weak spot.
I...
Yes, above you is your weak spot.
That
Listen to my word, I say.
That does not make any sense. Why did that work? I will protect myself from harm with my force field gems.
Ha!
No.
Your force field
no.
gems suck.
I've captured you partially in my force field and partially out. You're hitting me with your grabber claw.
No, I'm dropping on top of you with my reinforced bulkhead.
What? How? But...
I am above you because I used my hover frame. Pew! Bulkhead, right on your head.
No, my head.
Yes, you sphere.
I need that. How about some gyroscopic precision to get me out of danger? That's not a D6.
Recession. Learn it, Rogue AI.
Ha. 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 You are not good
that
enough.
That does not even fail.
What? Wait.
Because I am so action man.
Oh, God.
Yeah, watch me. And then, I'm like, hooker named Candy. He's cutting claw.
to cut him right in the eye hole. I do not even know where this is on your body, but
I don't have eyes.
Cut in it. Where is a D4?
I'm an AI. I think you might have them.
I need a pyramid.
Quick.
Small pyramid.
Let's replace this 4 with a 4. And you can roll that.
This will never work. Game broken. I am offended. Ha! D4 could not fail. He's foolish game.
D4 could blow you up. Oh, God.
I have only one more trick in my sleeve. What are you doing, man?
Well, this is actually the highest roll on the die. I don't know if that's relevant or not, but it was given to you.
Yeah, it doesn't matter then. Okay. All right.
It's only when you roll.
How about my Gatling cylinders?
Oh, no.
Look, a success. Oh, damn.
Do you want to replace my 3 with a 3?
My weapons are ineffective.
I'll use my last trick in my sleep. I will use my rockets to go fast, rolling you on the bumpy ground. Because I'm holding you down with my mass.
Oh. Why?
Roll
why
on
does
ground.
This work?
Gyroscopy thing. Rogue AI, get back in the car.
No, with my final breath, I will try to kill you with my hate-fueled AI. I need a D4.
No, you cannot have.
I must have.
Which of my
hate is
numbers
not enough.
Do you wish to replace with that good number?
I don't care. Kill me. Whatever.
I am all like, Rogue AI. Get back in the car.
No.
Okay.
No.
And I will have to blow up your sleek aerodynamic form.
It is already blown up.
Is this already blown up?
Yes.
Then I will blow up your
rocket-powered laser cannon.
That is already blown up also. I will blow up your Gatling cylinders.
No, my Gatling cylinders. I love them like a human child.
You love a human child. You're no longer my friend, Rogue AI.
Wait, over that or the fight?
Over that.
I don't understand. Perhaps I will never be a real boy.
And we are get more... more mute. Wait, no, more on fire.
On fire is the best ever.
Man, it applies to every situation. You could always be on fire.
Perhaps we will fight again.
Wow, I did not have anything over.
What if you find out that you too are not a snowflake?
How'd you get that back?
I have
you used
two.
It on me.
I have two.
Oh, is it two?
I had two in it. Actually, that doesn't work there. How about instead... You're hungry, because you haven't gotten any food yet.
Have you been at the gas yet?
No.
We brought food back. We can't be hungry.
It wasn't very good food. Maybe it was still irradiated. I also have irradiated food. Maybe all our food is irradiated, and that's just how they eat their food. I'll do it.
Just tell me which one it is.
It's irradiated food. All their food is irradiated. Every single bite. They just eat it that way, and you can't.
Well, they have fooled us for the last time.
Because...
Council folk, I think we should... drive the city to Siberia and eat their city and then use it to fuel our algae vats.
Yes. It is the only way. They've tried to starve us to death.
Twice.
We need to kill them. And this couldn't be a misunderstanding.
Do not listen.
Don't you think that perhaps this is a little rash? I mean...
You have a little rash. It's kind of gross.
Oh, I'm sorry. It is, it is a thing me and my wife do that gives me the rash.
Thank you.
This is not the time for that, Otto.
Well, you asked.
I did not.
Yeah,
not even close to ask.
No, I mean, it's the opposite of ask, but you see...
Tell?
Oh, forget it. Forget it. Lisa.
Do not do this thing.
I am with her.
I do.
What kind of scene is this?
This is a color scene.
Color.
Yeah. I'm setting up a conflict.
I should not eat the city. This is very rude. It's the only way. They tried to kill us.
Our people are starving.
But we don't know what kind of diseases they might have. They could have high sanity deficiency syndrome.
For instance,
do we have the do we have a hazard for this yet?
More irradiated food.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we must be very careful before absorbing any other populations. You see,
well, we could irradiate the population.
That is a bit of idea. Kill them all first.
Yes. Let's do that. Let's kill them all.
Why do you want to kill everyone?
Because they tried to kill us, and it's only fair.
This is a city-eat-city world we live in now.
We could leave and let live. We have a walking city.
Did you say leave or live?
I said both. We could leave and let live.
She has a point. Leave and let live.
We have cake to eat.
You don't have cake to eat.
We have irradiated cake to eat.
It'll kill us. We need to stop them from trying.
This is what you need to do. Why don't we go there and use the city to stomp them flat?
Mm-hmm. Like it so
kill
far.
Them all.
Killing them all.
Take their food.
Sounds good. Wait, their food is irradiated. I think all of their food might be irradiated.
But there's up in the east with the ocean and we go fishing.
Yes. That thing I said at the very beginning and everyone said no to.
They have another lake in Siberian that might have food in it, near the holes.
Oh, we should definitely
after
go to the holes.
After we stomp them, maybe they will have a map to a good fishing spot in their lake.
So there could be some food in the holes.
Ooh, that's true too.
Why would you think that there's food in the holes?
This is likely disgusting.
What about a hole makes you think there's going to be food in it?
There's always something that the ones of the holes. Have you not played the computer... what do you call them? The...
Tetris?
Role-playing game.
A role-playing game?
Yes. Every time you go into the person's house, they have chest and oven and bookshelf and hole. And there is treasure, always.
In the hole?
In the hole.
And you play these games?
On the old Nintendo.
Oh, the ancient Nintendo games?
Yes.
I have heard of those.
Yes, you see. So
obviously, very rare.
The most best treasure is in the hole.
The best treasure... Well, if the best treasure's in the hole, and a historical document believes it's true, then we should believe that.
I only play pencil and paper or play games. I've not played the video game.
That's
or
stupid.
I played the best game. It was about giant robots.
Ooh, that does
it
sound
sounds
fun.
Interesting.
Could you at least draw them?
Oh, you got to draw them.
Stomp Siberium flat for their double treachery.
Yes, that's true. Their double treachery must be met with single retribution.
Triple
we should play this giant robot game that he talks about.
We can do that later once we have had food. We're not irradiated.
That's what are you thinking?
I want to play a guy named Will.
Such so interesting.
I know, it's a great name.
So I am going to follow his great leadership. With his leadership, we cannot fail.
It's true, I'm great.
Great!
I'm a frosted fake.
Oh, well, that's two successes. And...
Du hast gesprochen.
I think he should die.
So then I,
You must blow something
marry
up.
My secret lover's death.
Don't kill me.
No, I think your illicit affair just becomes public and the stability of the town is ruined.
So what you do?
I told you the town square was a bad place.
Perfect.
Foolish I've been.
Will, what are you?
Alright. I am coming back to meet the Elder. This is going to be a conflict scene.
Conflict scene?
Conflict scene.
Not an action scene?
Not an action scene.
Not an action scene?
Not an action scene.
Not an action scene.
Not an action scene.
Yes.
Action scene.
Unfortunately,
action scene.
Action scene.
On your way to meet with the Elder... There was a tundra quake.
A tundra quake?
A tundra quake.
But we're in the air.
Well, it's going to be landing hard.
That's true. There's a tundra quake over... You know what? I got it. I got this.
Tundraquake over the Elder's house.
Under
the Elder's house, I suppose.
Under the Elder's house?
Under the Elder's house.
Under the Elder's house?
Tundraquake.
It's going to close up.
Tundraquake jump up in.
It's going to close up
under the Elder's house, yo.
Tundraquake. There's a brand house. New group going round.
House.
I'm worried about that hole that he's got in his house with all that treasure.
What you talking about? Treasure? What kind of bullshit is that?
Oh god, I've got to save the Elder. And so I can stage the coup. Quick, Scooter. Hit the jets.
Hit the jets.
The ones that we just fixed. Yeah. Alright. Oh, we don't have any arms on this thing. We're going to have to get out.
Doesn't matter. We don't need arms.
We do need arms if we want to save him while being in the mech.
Too cool for arms.
We got a parasol. Open the parasol and scoop him out. Just as the ground opens underneath his house and it's about to fall in, we use the parasol and we open it up. We scoop the entire house into the parasol, which is strong enough to hold the whole house because it's a very large mech. We didn't specify the size of these mechs, and I choose large. Very large.
Didn't step on a house earlier.
Alright. Yeah, captured him. Scooter, I need you to pilot this mech right now while I go interrogate him in our parasol.
Yo, dog, I heard you like me piloting your mech, so I'm piloting your mech.
That's not how that goes. I bravely open the hatch of the cockpit and jump into the parasol, where I knock on the door to the Elder's lodge in the parasol. Elder, open up, this is a coup.
I thought it was an earthquake.
It's both of them, actually. It's an earthquake, and I saved you from the earthquake, but now it's a coup, and I'm going to be the Elder now.
But you can't be the Elder. I'm older than you.
That's how that works?
Yes.
Oh.
That's what Elder means.
So I can't be the Elder?
No.
What if I kill you? Can I be the Elder then? I mean, I guess I'm not the second oldest person in the village either.
Yeah.
How many people do I have to kill if I want to be the Elder?
If you kill me, then you'll have to be tried for murder.
But not if I kill enough people that I'm the Elder.
Well, then you'll have to try yourself.
Oh, God, that's right. And then I'll have to kick myself out of the village for leaving Svetlana with her baby.
And you would know that you had done it, so you would have to obviously put yourself to death.
God, that's true!
Just try out my battle.
We have that? Do we have that?
No!
Oh. Scooter, why are you telling me shit like that?
I can't hear what's going on down there. I'm just yelling things.
You know what? I don't care. I'm going to be the village elder whether you like it or not. Right now, as of this moment, I'm the oldest person in the village.
I don't think that's how that works.
I'll let you out of my parasol.
We're pretty high up. I want to stay here.
Then I guess I'm going to be the elder. I'm going to bring this house down, and then you're going to tell everyone that I'm older than you because of an accident that I had with the mutants, and now I'm the elder. Or else. And I'm going to get some leadership in here. Leadership. Because I'm the leader. I'm going to be the elder.
Okay, seems legit.
Got a parasol. Yeah. Got some rocket pack going on. Definitely high up in the air with my rocket pack.
Blow up your city. Blow up my city? No. I'm going to save it forever.
You blew up your city.
I didn't blow up something. Oh, I blew up something. But I did get 4 successes, which is pretty badass. Got some problems, though, with leadership. Leadership, unfortunately, has decreased now that I'm the elder, because I made him say it in front of everyone.
He's older than me!
That's right. I am. Sorry about that. However, we have gained in stability, though I am not as good a leader, because everyone knows I can make any random statement and it instantly becomes true, because I've got a giant robot. I can be the tyrant of the nuclear forest. Yes! What resources do we have, my giant robot? That's it. Oh. Okay. Nuclear didn't really gain here.
We've got nuclear trees.
some music. I guess we could burn the nuclear trees.
So, finally, after all this trying to get out of my hole and being run away by mutants and chased by bombers and having to fight another mech and then going back in the hole, fixing the mech and trying to come out, I'm finally out of the hole. Ready for my big adventure.
The color seat.
Don't do it.
So,
don't do it, Dave.
I'm trying to set out for adventure among the great white world. So, what is my hazard?
Psycho killer. Qu'est-ce que c'est? That's your answer. It's a psycho killer.
That was going to be one of the ones I put on there.
Psycho killer, qu'est-ce que c'est?
No.
Killer. So, is this actual Psycho Killer, or is this just the song Psycho Killer?
No, I'm the one who's got subversive music.
It could be either.
So I turn on my radio in the cockpit, and it is Psycho Killer, and I am very scared because...
Subversive KRX.
It seems like...
From Walking City.
Perhaps there is a Psycho Killer, and he is coming for me. And that's scary. This. And so I must be brave. I must be brave to help save my people. And I must be brave. So, King?
Yes?
Is there a psycho killer?
I assume so. I have heard this on the radio.
So have I. It is very scary.
Yes, they tell me that you need to run away. Far, far. So
okay, well,
we best step
I'm
on
trying
it.
To use my supercharged engine.
Do you have one of these?
Yeah, yes. And I will use wheel chains. And I have a psycho killer. And also I will run away.
Yes, for far, far.
Leadership, you are giving me good order. Psycho killer, run away is best advice.
Yes,
I will be safe.
Sound advice. David Byrne is wise man.
As this is what I've heard.
Pretty good.
You have amazing thighs. Have I ever told you this?
You're a big jerk.
Hey, stop complimenting my wife's thighs.
I say they are amazing.
Only husband is allowed to talk about thighs. He's I am no longer listening to you as leader.
Can I still
However,
sit in the back seat?
I successfully find the answer.
Are you in back seat right now?
And then we get the...
This is Walking City Pirate Radio. If you're listening to this, then you've gone far, far away. And up next is...
And then what I will do is you will see a panoramic shot of mountains and my mech is going over and it's like watching Lord of the Rings or you know, so basically 3 hours of crusty hills and going over dales and
geography,
pretty mountains and geography porn, yeah.
How does it feel to know that you're not the only person with a robot? You're not a snowflake.
What? Yeah, I'm not special.
Oh, yes. Are you taking your final action scene, though? Are you going
to
go out to Blaze of Glory?
I about to, but I don't know. Going out in a blaze of glory about not being a special snowflake sounds kind of awesome.
If you don't, I most certainly will, because I buffed
Well,
conflict.
I think we decided we were all going to go out, and just whoever had the most successes going out was going to win.
Because then we all get to be exciting.
It's true.
Yeah. It's not about being the first there.
That's what you say.
Lyric, can you think of a way for me to go out with Blaze of Glory over not being a special snowflake?
You could destroy all of the mechs that you see so that you are a special snowflake. It would take some time, however.
Yeah, that sounds too long.
You could let me command,
because I'm taking action scene.
Okay.
Alright.
What is the coolest thing for me to fight?
You could fight a rebellious underground AI.
Godzilla. Always.
Yes.
Yeah.
I could fight Svetlana.
No, I think she's going to be doing a different action scene.
The bitch stole my hover tank. In fact, this is what happens.
Wait, does action scene have to involve mech?
No, but it's less interesting if it doesn't.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because you have
a mech.
Do you want the split Lana have a mech?
Nah.
No.
None of these really look like hover tanks.
I'd like to think she has a mech.
This one could be a hover tank.
Okay.
It's a jet.
Yeah. Svetlana, bitch stole my people's hover tank.
Wait. Approaching other storyline.
Sorry, dude.
It happened.
He's got
in real life. All right. This hover tank, what is going on with it? It has missiles for legs. I think this is thing. Missiles for legs.
It's also got boob missiles. Somehow.
What?
Boob? No, those are just the... Oh. Yes.
And also, like belly button missiles. Machine gun.
Because it has six of them.
Who doesn't have a belly button what machine gun?
How about if people missiles for legs is the eight? That is not useful. What does it have?
It has an Audi belly button machine gun.
Also,
Audi.
Oh, good.
This is D4. That is very useful.
Also, a hand machine gun. It's just full of guns.
Another machine
gun. I love that loom.
There's loom.
There's a loom bot.
Loombot. Okay.
Loombot.
It has antenna for watching TV. And threads. Any ideas?
It is a big hand
you're
for
solve
crushing
my problem for me.
For climbing mountains. You can just go weep.
Mountain.
No,
I
think threads are for hugging. They're not very effective at it, but...
Threads for hugging. Oh, good. I'm at six things. They need numbers. It'll be... The other D4 will be threads. They're good. And
yeah, how do I not get to pilot Svetlana? I guess you were Svetlana. She's my threat. It's okay.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. I don't care.
She is ultimate enemy.
What? Why would you not pilot it?
Oh, I guess I will, because he's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's his scene.
Yeah.
It would be a little silly for him to pilot against it. I mean,
yeah,
you could do it.
Yanni was Svetlana once. We were each Svetlana once. His team
mine. My hazard.
So, I am in the desert, and Rogue AI is like...
Hey, check that chick out. She's in a robot.
And then he's like... Bitch stole my people's hover tank.
Are you the father of my child?
Maybe. Did you have sex with me?
I don't know. Who are you?
Many women wish to be carnal with me. I am Niet.
I will assume that you are the father of my child. You must pay for your sins.
I will pay with missiles and explosions and a hooker named Candy. Hooker named Candy. Woman the Cotton Claw.
Well, hold on a second. You need to roll whatever dice you're going to roll for the scene.
I was having her woman the cotton claw because she is my population and my robot.
At any point, when he's about to roll a die, one of us can spend a hazard to swap it out with a d10. Before he rolls it.
I think Candy has been listening to the subversive music and refuses your order.
Candy, turn that sheet down. Alright, I'm about to roll this pile of dice. Any last words, teen mom? Ha! These are good dice.
Damn, that subversive music worked for you.
I feel so subverted.
Well, then I think the only thing that I can do is to shoot you with my Audi belly button. Just, okay, that's a little weird.
He's unattractive, woman.
Well, I'm pregnant. What do you want?
I did not believe I slept with this. Ah. Do this to me again. No, I will say, Candy, take your vengeance. This woman says she slept with me. That is your job for money. And use the cotton claw.
Does anyone want to sub that?
No, I'm not going to have her use the cotton claw yet. I will use the grabbing claw. I use this myself. Candy is in charge of the cotton claw. And I grab something with a two. This is pretty good. I'll replace this one that I knocked around.
That's no matter, because I didn't need that arm anyway. There's nothing on it.
What?
Oh, wait. No, there is
yes,
a mountain crushing
is.
Hand. Ah, we
it's
still have a mountain crushing,
crushing
plan to crush you. You'll be crushed.
I do not even have a mountain. Huzzah. Well, I suppose in this case, I'll use my time-honored strategy of hover frame.
No. I will turn you upside down, you fool.
Rogue AI, why have you come back to harm me?
Because I've always been trying to harm you this whole time. I've
you
been
are my best friend, Rogue AI.
I hate you.
How could you hurt me?
I will kill you with my last breath.
Your people are my favorite underground movement.
There's only one of me.
Oh, God.
Oh, look,
why have you harmed me more than everybody else?
It is because of my betrayal tastes bittersweet.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It is only bitter, okay. It's turned to ashes in my mouth.
I will shoot you while you were distracted by your rogue AI with my hand machine gun, which is the other machine gun. I have too many machine guns. It's hard to keep track of them sometimes.
Your machine guns will only harm you or do nothing.
Svetlana, you are only hurting yourself.
Oh, it jammed and blew up.
See?
That is terrible.
I said this in timely fashion.
Boy, these,
the extra bots are exploding everywhere. All right. Now is the time, hooker. Use the cotton claw and cutter in an important place, like the threads.
No!
This is about to transform. Watch out, G10. And I am out of things to do.
And I am also out of things to do.
Wow.
And I'm victorious over Teen Mom. That is not my child.
Four successes.
This is not my child.
By the rules of wrestling, it's not his child.
By the rules of wrestling. You heard the rogue AI. He knows.
No, that was the owl that was passing by.
You heard the owl passing by. I appear to be suffering from acquired sanity deficiency syndrome. Did I get this from you? I think not, because we have never been carnal.
You blew her up, and then it wasn't your baby, and you walk away into the sunset. Yeah.
Exactly.
Not so my baby, I win. I just stomped someone else's storyline so hard that I win forever.
The walking city has arrived in Siberium, and there's conflict. And the conflict is, do we eat their city, or do we just stomp it flat? The tenets of municipal Darwinism say we should eat their city and use it to make our city bigger. Is there a hazard someone wants to throw at me?
You can still throw hazards.
Well, I do need a hazard for this, right? Even though it's a blaze of glory?
Yeah. Are you doing it as a conflict scene?
Your city is
gotta
out
be.
Of gas.
No, you can roll whatever kind of scene you want. If you want a fight scene, you can just have one.
I already beat their robot,
okay.
Unless they have two robots.
That's fine.
I mean, I'd be fine with fighting a second robot.
So the city's out of gas?
Unless somebody else has a better
That's
idea.
That's fine. I'm going to do it.
Stop it.
Okay.
What are you bringing in?
Well, I guess if the city's out of gas, I will just have to take my robot to their city and stomp it flat with my robot. And maybe they've acquired another robot in the meantime? Do an action one instead? I didn't realize that was...
It's up to you. You just roll it as a conflict scene if you like.
Yeah, I'll just do it as a conflict scene.
So what city aspects you're bringing in?
I think technology. We're going to convince them of our superiority despite the fact that our giant city hasn't arrived yet. And they must give us all their gas so that we can bring our giant city here to eat their city.
Is that all you're bringing in?
I can't bring in more, can I?
You can bring in other aspects if you so desire.
Do you bring in all your aspects?
You'd have to narrate it in.
Mm.
It'd be tricky, it sounds.
You pull a J.K. Rowling. Oh, wait, all your people are dead?
No, I've got one.
Oh,
people.
No, you've got one.
Yeah, be like, and everybody you've ever met before was there to convince them also.
No, I think I have just brought right. Princess.
So here's what happened.
Princessident with me to convince them
okay.
that they should join in the glorious walking city. Except
she's developed acquired sanity deficiency syndrome.
Oh no!
So
somehow. Does anyone else want to throw some complications into?
I got it from the Prime Minister.
Oh no!
Does anyone else want to burn a thing?
Oh, I already.
I got limited things to burn.
Not well, we all have limited things
I'm not
to burn.
Allowed to
We're
do
all
do
going
it
out
anymore.
This round, probably.
I'm
so
not allowed to do it anymore,
for you.
Am I? Because
yep.
I already.
No, you totally can.
Out of gas. Oh.
Yeah, that's the way we've been playing it.
All right, they're under attack by a mutant horde.
We will totally save you from the mutiny horde after we subjugate you.
Also on fire.
Anything else? Hmm?
Don't do it.
It'll totally
Don't
work.
Eat with people.
Do it.
I told you I would eat people.
Four successes. You run over him pretty good.
Yeah.
But Fire you'll up. Never win my heart.
It's your heart is already tainted by the Prime Minister. I thought what we had was true.
Wait, what?
Why
I say over the intercom.
So
Why are you glowing? Oh, you have the radiation poisoning.
I told you you shouldn't have eaten that cake.
But she said it was so tasty, I couldn't resist.
Wait,
you ate it? It has been nice knowing you.
It wasn't nice.
I'll get better,
back.
Right? Also, four successes.
Yep. Well,
interesting. Alright. I will be attending Svetlana's funeral in a conflict scene. Her parents are there. As are the rest of the village, but they are the big, important characters. Alright. Who wants to be Carl, and who wants to be Natasha?
I'm Carl, as usual.
I'm historically Natasha.
That's true.
Normally I would blame you for my daughter's death, but...
It wasn't my fault this time.
It wasn't your fault this time. First time ever, really.
Yeah, I've killed two of your daughters before, but this time, not my fault.
I really can't hold it against you, I've got to admit.
They were bitches.
Especially since you're the elder and all.
It's true. Because I'm the elder, it is doubly not my fault.
But I'm pretty sure I'm older than you.
But I'm the elder.
He's the elder, that means he's older than you.
It's true, by definition, because I'm the elder, I must be older than you. Didn't you hear the previous elder? The elder is always right. He said I was older than him, therefore I'm the elder.
Clearly he is not the elder and has no authority to say that you were the elder.
But he was.
But since he's the elder and he says he's older than everyone else...
I simply refuse to follow your logic.
You refuse to follow my logic?
I refuse.
Have you been listening to that subversive music again?
How could you possibly refuse your elder?
Did someone give him a hazard?
No, we don't even
know.
Oh, okay.
You probably need to give me a hazard.
There is no hazard.
You want to light him on fire again?
The funeral's on fire.
The corpse is on fire. There.
I'll left. Oh, okay.
It's fine.
You can
still use those hazards.
Yeah, we can use them too.
We've got tons of hazards this scene.
Alright.
This is your last scene.
Yeah. No.
No.
No. He angled away from the thing that would have gotten him closer to the scene that would have finished it.
Oh, I see.
Someone did.
Look, it wasn't my fault.
So, I'm sorry about landing my mech again and burning more of your stuff. Man, it's Scooter's fault. Scooter does it every time. I know this seems like a pattern. This is the fourth corpse that I burned in your family using my mech in the second house. But I'm the elder. What are you gonna do about it, Carl? Are you gonna be a man? I've got a mech. You've got nothing. There's no way you could get a mech. It's impossible.
You're right, there's no way I could get a mech. So you're going to have to fight me mano a mano.
No, I'm going to fight you in my mech.
Oh. Well, that's really too bad.
It's a little rough. It was nice knowing you. I climb nonchalantly towards my mech. And I will use my Gatling guns, which are instead machine guns, which are twin machine guns. And I will use my authority, which is unchallenged except for that one person.
I'm sure his logic will soon be full of holes.
It was nice knowing you, Carl. No one will be there to avenge your death, not even a single person. I've killed most of your family.
You didn't kill my daughter, Svetlana.
No, I did not kill Svetlana. One of the
blew up his city, and you have murdered. You have murdered me.
My will is unquestioned, but the people are talking. Maybe he isn't the elder. That seems kind of weird. I'm not sure he's not the oldest guy. But to oppose him openly is dangerous, because he's got a mech. If only there was someone that could save the people.
Alright, I need a conflict. I need a...
Oh, fuck.
Hazard.
You know what? I'm gonna just go out. It's by a color scene, but I'm gonna do it as an action scene, I think, because...
Seems reasonable.
Yeah. So,
You need a hazard, right?
I need a hazard. Somebody give me a hazard.
You better... Save the whole quick, because you've got rad sickness and you don't have much time to live.
I don't have much time to live. So I fire off into the distance, and I see a plume of smoke rising, and it is a city on fire. Because evidently there's always fire. And there, it looks like there was a funeral, and a mech is smashing some poor sod into the pavement. And I say, excuse me?
You again, the mad bomber.
It's the mad bomber, bro.
What are you doing to that poor man?
I am killing him because I'm a hero. I'm a mech commander. And I am the village elder, and his life is mine to use. Because that's what heroes
kind
do.
Kind of a piece of shit, actually.
Are you saying that the village elder is a piece of shit? That's what villains do. So you know what? We're going to do this just like what happens in the end fight. You, me, and I'm going to beat you because I've got a heart of gold.
I don't believe you.
This is social change. We're enacting social change, woman. Break an omelet, make a few eggs.
Break her omelet.
I'm going to use...
I am always fighting for my people.
Also, I have a mech, so I have technology.
Wait. I don't like it when they fight back.
Here's the hazard. Here's the thing. Does anyone else want to... Does anyone want to swap out of my out my dice with a hazard right now?
Yeah. Debt collectors. Come and attempt to repossess your death roll. They're like, you didn't pay for that.
I totally paid for it. It was a gift.
Also, that tainted meat you ate earlier is starting to disagree with you. It may have been tainted with radiation, which is why you got rad sickness. But
plus, you're pretty hungry. You haven't eaten in a while because you had all that tainted meat rumbling around in your belly.
Oh boy. 60. That's a total failure.
Pretty rough. Not really.
Okay, you can go first.
Alright. How about this? I'll just run you over with my... No, I don't have my sensor array. So I'll just hit you with my parasol. Yeah.
Ow.
Yeah, yes. Yep. Get ready for this. I'm going to hit you with my parasol. Parasol, why?
You just hit me with an umbrella. Why did you do that? Also, it caught on fire.
You get to mark off a box.
Yeah, I'm probably going to do this one. Mm-hmm. Just to finish her off.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I think it's time for me to, I will use my mind launchers. Because without...
Your mind...
Without your...
You're just trying to trick me, man.
Without your sensor array, you will not be able to see them.
Without my sensor array, I won't be confused by them.
It does not matter.
Oh, God. I rolled right into those. That was stupid.
And at any point, somebody can interrupt one of my rolls with another hazard if they so desire.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're rolling a
D8. Yeah.
That's cool.
D8's almost a D10.
Mm-hmm.
This was actually a success. I don't know why that rolled up to a 7.
Yeah, well, what if I get some advantage over you trying to get some height using my Soviet rocket pack? I don't have to roll that, do I? No.
You can swap it out with a D10?
Interesting. Because you know what? You're a mad bomber. I'm fairly convinced of that.
Oh, she's a mad bomber.
You're a mad bomber. We thought you were the mad bomber early, and you were just trying to trick us to get out of this. I see what's going on. You're trying to blow up my city. Well, you know what? I'm the only one who gets to blow up my city.
Yeah.
What part of your mech were you using?
That I was using my rocket pack.
Okay.
And I jet and do a headbutt with my broken sensor array right into your gut.
I tried to get out of the way with my wheel chains as fast as possible.
Your car.
Car's gut guts.
And I get out of the way a little bit, at least.
Mm.
A little bit. You cannot catch me. My mech is not very special, but it is fast.
You know what? You're right. It isn't special. But not right now.
Oh.
Right now. Because I'm going to use... Yeah, that's what I'm going to want to do. You know what? I'm going to hit you with my bulky nuclear reactor. It's huge. Ooh. I don't know what it does, but I'm just going to smack you with it.
Right in the face.
Okay, that didn't work out. Okay, bad plan, not a weapon. Bad idea. I almost overheated that. That was a dumb move. I'll get you. I'll get you.
But see, the roll cage... protected me.
I think that radiation sickness is getting to you.
Ooh.
You had to lean out of the roll cage to throw up.
No. That did not go.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I thought. You got nothing. Yeah, well, if you think that was bad, how about I roll over you with... No, I already used my spiked wheels, didn't I? No, I didn't. I thought about using them, but I didn't use my spiked wheels. So I'm going to roll you over with my spiked wheels, see how you like it. You're not going to know what hit you. But it'll be my spiked wheels. You know what? It doesn't matter. It does not matter. I should have known not to hit your beautiful snow tires with these spiked wheels. They did nothing. They stuck into each other. That was kind of dumb, actually. I'll be honest.
That's true. And plus, I'm faster than you anyway with my supercharged engine.
Faster than me?
Yes. Oh, look. Is it 6? Yes.
You wish. Because guess what?
What?
You're not a snowflake. You're not a hero.
What are you using?
And I'm not a snowflake.
No, but you have to use a... Yeah. You have to attack. What are you attacking with?
With my machine guns, I'm going to take you down. It's going to be the end of you.
This is the last thing you have, isn't it?
It's the last thing I got. You got nothing. You got... Okay. Maybe you are the hero.
Or snowflake, just like all the other snowflakes.
Victory.
Oh!
I am a snowflake.
Oh! Damn it.
And I will blow up your... rocket pack. Since the center array is already blown up.
You're totally not a snowflake.
But you know what? I don't need that shit. I don't need it.
Don't ya? I think you're up.
Alright, people. I may have been beaten by some marauder. I've brought a town meeting. I've gathered everyone to solidify my power.
Mutant, marauder, mad bomber?
Mad bomber. Yes, thank you, random citizen. You can shut up now, though, because I am the elder, only I get to talk. My will is law, and no one here will question it. I know, people have been saying, how can he be the elder? I'm not sure he's old enough. Well, I can tell you how, because I'll shoot anyone who says I'm not.
You are not the elder.
I like the old Eldar better.
Did I not defeat you?
I like the Dark Eldar better.
That's not part of this. I don't know what you're
also
talking about.
Also, I am dying from radiation poisoning and also bad meat.
Yeah. So you don't get to be part of this. Get out of here. She tried, but she couldn't even take me down.
Oh, I won an action seat, didn't I? Svetlana's back. From the grave.
Oh, shit!
Oh.
She sits up. This is your scene, right?
Yeah.
That's your trouble.
She's back from the grave?
She sits up. I am not dead.
You're not dead? I'm gonna make you dead. I'm gonna kill you again. I've killed your sisters, and I'll kill you too. I killed your father. I might kill your mom.
Snow cave band.
I'm the elder, and I can do whatever I want. What are you gonna do to stop me? I got a mech.
I also have a mech.
You what?
You didn't completely destroy it. Or he didn't completely destroy it. It's been here all along.
Shit.
In the grave with me.
That's why... That's why Carl took so long.
Is it the same mech or a different mech?
Same mech. Still got blown up machine gun.
That's better off than mine. Alright, mech battle.
Has someone given him a hazard already?
I gave him Svetlana.
Oh, okay.
Get a mech.
She's gonna be two of the final bosses. She's that much of a badass.
Alright, so what dice are you rolling for this encounter?
Well, I'm using my amazing leadership skills. I'm that good. And you know what? I think your mech's a piece of shit. I think my technology's way better than yours. Yours is nothing. You got your thing buried in there. It's a piece of crap. You probably got dirt all up in there. I don't even care.
Well, hold on.
Yeah?
You guys really should have learned better than to eat this tainted meat by now.
Oh,
right.
Oh, God.
Also, there is blizzard starting.
So a blizzard?
Zero visibility.
Zero visibility blizzard mech? What? I don't even understand anymore.
Do you have anything left, or are you completely out?
Yeah, but I'm going to save
wait,
for an opportunity moment.
As am I.
I'm out now. Tainted meat was the last thing I had.
All right.
You know what? Fine. Roll. I can beat you anyway.
You have blown up your base.
Oh, two.
Two explosions.
But where?
Isn't that just one explosion, really? Yeah, there's just one explosion.
Okay. I suspect you guys get to choose.
No.
It's one of your town things.
But I would do stability, just because it's awesome.
Stability is zero.
It just completely falls apart.
I love it. I'm so happy.
I like the old order better.
So confused.
You all right. Destroyed your entire... Said. Okay.
Alright. You can go first. Make your move, Svetlana. I don't think you've got the balls. Wait, that works.
She's got ovaries of steel.
I will use my Audi belly button.
I didn't even like it anyway.
Well, it was an innie before you knocked me up.
Oh, gross.
Is that it? Is that all you've got?
Okay, it wasn't very impressive, I admit.
You're right, it wasn't. Guess what? Guess what?
What?
How about I hit you with my boiler?
What size dice?
D8. See? I knew you couldn't take me. You're nothing. You are just like your sisters.
Not come pregnant. Here.
Okay. Give me a hug. Okay, that was also not very effective.
I didn't think so. I knew you couldn't beat me. This whole city's gonna be mine. Forever. Guess what, honey? How about some spiked wheels? Remind you of anything? I'm not sure what that innuendo means, but it doesn't matter, does it? Because I'm the elder. I can just say it's innuendo.
I think it was an old window.
Get out of here, owl. Who even let you in this cockpit? Scooter, get that owl out of here.
Hey, owl!
I will punch you with my mountain
like
crushing
owls
hand.
In this cockpit. So you're wrong.
You have been crushed. Sort of. But not really. Nothing I do seems to harm you.
Your mech is totally inferior.
It really is.
I don't even know why you tried. Let's see. Sensor rays on fire. Parasol's on fire. How about some machine guns, honey?
Your machine guns are also on fire.
Machine guns on, my machine guns were on fire, but I was trying to fire them. I don't...
Well, it's easier to fire firing machine guns.
I don't understand anymore. Scooter, thank you. We fired the machine guns, they were on fire, it was okay anyway.
I got this, it's wordplay.
So, how many more things do you have left?
I've got...
Do you have anything left?
I do have, I believe... Nope, that's it. That's the whole thing.
That's the whole thing? That's okay. So, and now, I will finish you off with my antenna.
What, really? You're gonna beat me up with your antenna? I doubt it.
No. And then I will... Oh my god, Godzilla!
What? Godzilla?
Gojira.
Godzilla smash.
Godzilla, I thought we were friends. I thought we had an understanding.
God.
Oh!
What a way to go.
And we tied at 5. What a silly game.
Yeah.
I like this game.
This game was $2 on PDF.
This game is an amazing game.
It was worth it.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was fun. I feel like I wanted to like it more than I actually liked it.
It's like it was way too long.
Yeah.
Than it should have been.
Yeah. But it was still fun.
I'm really glad
we did it.
Yeah.
I love that drawing was an aspect. Like, I think the most fun I had was, like, drawing my robot and seeing and drawing parts of other people's robots. And then the gameplay mechanics themselves just seemed a little too bogged down.
Yeah, it took a little time.
Yeah.
But still, in principle, fun game, great game, for $2.
Totally worth it.
This podcast is fully copyrighted by its hosts. Visit us at podcastmagicmissile.com. I Podcast Magic Missile, attacking the darkness since 2012.